Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing the no contact rule secret. So before we get into the podcast, I just want to let you know about my website, dateme.tips. That's www.dateme.tips. Do you need help trying to save your crumbling relationship? Would you like advice on how to try and get your ex back? Or maybe you need an action plan on how to try and get a girlfriend or boyfriend. I provide email coaching on all of these subjects and can help your specific situation. Visit my website, dateme.tips, to find out more details. That's www.dateme.tips. You will also find on my site the books that I've written, my clothing range, and other information. Please check your spam and junk folders if you are expecting an email from me. So now let's get back into today's podcast. And today we are discussing the no contact rule secret. So when I say the no contact rule, I am referencing the concept that many people suggest you implement if you've been dumped and want to try to get your ex back. There are many different versions of a no contact rule that you can find online. And I believe that my version gives you the best possible chance of trying to get your ex back. So I suggest that you subscribe to my podcasts so that you can familiarize yourself with my version of the no contact rule. So although today I'm not going to be going in depth about my version of a no contact rule, I will be giving you a few bullet points for it so that it will make more sense when later on in today's podcast I'll be letting you know the secret, which a lot of people don't fully understand or appreciate. So the main part, the main element of my version of a no contact rule is that if you've been dumped and you want to try to get your ex back, you should never contact your ex again unless they contact you first. There are a very few amount of exceptions, but in general, you shouldn't even be considering or wondering what those exceptions are, because they are very minimal in the amount of opportunities that I believe anybody should be trying to use them. So it is a lot easier just to follow the concept, follow the broad advice of if you've been dumped and you want to try to get your ex back, you should never contact your ex again unless they contact you first. Of course, you need to use your common sense. For instance, if you have children together, then of course you are going to have to speak with your ex regarding your children. And maybe if you work with your ex, you will probably have to work together at some stage and you will have to communicate. You know, if you do have to communicate with your ex in these types of instances, please make sure you are professional, please make sure you are emotionally controlled and stable, and just try to have as brief a conversation as possible, sticking to the task at hand and making sure you're sticking to the subject matter, which is important. At this point, I just want to mention my weekly wingman service. I can be your wingman for the week, providing you with bespoke motivational encouragement. This can be to help with your love life, as well as ingraining a self-improvement mindset. The course begins with an audio call for us to speak, and then moves on to emails. For more details on this service, please click the link in the description. So if you've implemented my version of a no contact rule and you're following the general broad advice that you should never contact your ex again unless they contact you first, you might be wondering to yourself, what if they know of a no contact rule? You know, what if they've experienced it before? What if they are somebody who maybe they was a dumpy in the past? Maybe they've read about it. Maybe they know about it. Maybe they understand what I'm doing. So how on earth can this work? Well, this is the secret. This is the no contact rule secret, and that is that it works even if you know about it. Now, when I say works, what I mean is it will start to pull on the heartstrings of your ex. It will start to pull on the intrigue of your ex. And even though there is no 100% guaranteed way to get your ex back, there is no definitive magic way that you can persuade your ex to come back to you. There is nothing you can do 100% of the time that will always work. However, This will work because it will pull on your ex's heartstrings. So when I say it works, I mean that it's starting to pull your ex to the point of where they will want to contact you. So if you was to imagine a level, okay, when your ex ends the relationship, the interest and the intrigue they have in you is likely to be very low. Okay, they would have lost romantic emotional attraction for you, and this level will be very low. So if you also imagine that you need to get this level of interest, intrigue and attraction to a certain point, and if you can get it to the certain point, that is when your ex will reach out. So by implementing my version of a no contact rule, this will slowly start to pull your ex higher and higher up to that point. Now, depending how low they are on the scale already, how low the level already is, might mean that in some instances, you can never pull it up to that the appropriate level that you need to. However, in most instances, if you do everything right, you will be able to pull your ex to the level where they feel so much intrigue, so much interest, they've gained so much romantic concepts around you, they're starting to think about you in ways they couldn't even remember before, then they will reach out. But it does mean you have to do everything right, and it does also mean that your ex's levels aren't so low that they never reach that point. That is why that even though there is no 100% guaranteed way to get your ex back, you could receive contact from your ex over a long period of time. It could be days, weeks, months, it could be years, okay? And all of these are based on how long it takes you to take your ex to that level. So when I'm saying that the secret is that it works even if your ex knows about it, I mean that it's pulling on them to slowly take it up the levels and hopefully to a point of where they reach out. I can tell you definitively this is correct. I've heard various people discuss it in my research, and I've also experienced it myself. Now, this shows how powerful the no contact rule is, because the example I'm going to tell you about myself wasn't even when I was in a relationship. So a couple of years ago, I was doing some online dating and I was speaking to somebody that I never even ended up meeting. We was purely communicating via online dating and we had exchanged numbers. At a certain point, when it was getting to the stage of whether we would even meet or not, I decided that this person was not the type of person that I was wanting to meet. I wasn't feeling enough interest towards them, and hence I kindly and respectfully ended our communication and said, you know, good luck, I'm just not really interested in taking this further. What's interesting is that even though by that point I was already aware of no contact rule, even though I wasn't even really interested in this person, even though I'd never met them, okay? I'd never met them. If you're thinking about your ex and your situation, you have been in a relationship. I'd never even met this person. I didn't really have much interest in them. I knew about the no contact rule, but it started to pull on me. So once I said this in a message to the person I was chatting with, I never heard from them again. And I don't know whether they knew about the no contact rule. I don't know if they just thought, well, stuff you, I'm not interested. I don't know if they blocked me. I don't know what happened. All I do know is that they never contacted me again. So let's now wind on a few months. So a couple of years ago, a few months later, I was still online dating and I wasn't really in a position where I was finding happiness with anybody. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I started thinking about this person who I'd never met, this person who I'd built up very little rapport with, just a week or so of text messages, and a person that I didn't even want to spend time with, I'd decided originally. And yet the pull and the interest and the intrigue of wondering what they was up to, wondering how they was, and the fact that the grass wasn't greener for me at this stage, I was so tempted to reach out. I was so tempted to send a message. And this is evidence of a no contact rule working, even though I knew what was happening. I still couldn't resist it. It got to the stage where I remember even bringing up the chat box. You know, I pulled the message up that we'd exchanged. I was very close to typing a message. And then at the last second, I prevented myself doing it. I realized, look, this is not what I want. I realized that even if they replied, it would just go around in circles because I wouldn't really want that. And ultimately it was more of a pull that was you. It was the no contact rule pulling me towards this person rather than a genuine interest in them. So I'm telling you this example because even though I managed to resist, and I only just managed to resist, this was because I'd no real interest in this person. This is because I'd no history with them. I'd never even met them. And I knew full well about the no contact rule to the point of where I was really trying to drag myself away from thinking about it. Okay, now put yourself in your ex's position. You have had a relationship. You have been together physically, emotionally. You have memories. You have a life. You might have children together. You are nothing like me and this person who had exchanged messages for a week. You'd probably been together months, years, maybe decades. Now imagine how much the no contact rule will pull on them and whether they will be able to resist. Okay, because the difference is if your ex contacts you, you have the history, you have the memories, you have the knowledge that once you were happy in a relationship, me and this person didn't. So that is why I managed to resist. I knew there was nothing in it. But you and your ex, you have the memories, you have the history, you have the emotions. And if your ex reaches out to you, you can, if you behave correctly and do everything right, rebuild your connection and reignite the flames of your former relationship. If you feel that today's podcast has helped you, please consider buying me a coffee. The link to do so is in the description. Yeah, if you miss your ex, we can help with that. Help you get him back, or we can help find you someone else. Yeah, Vincent Bo, the relationship coach, giving you some insight, bringing you a new approach. DateMe.tips, go and check the site, giving you advice, helping with your love life. Get your ex back, or move to the next, ain't no sweat. You know Vincent Bo got you, finding love ain't no problem. Yeah, DateMe.tips, check it out now.